has failed us. I don't want to say completely failed us, but has failed us in, you know, more than one way. We ourselves haven't done too well in terms of just looking at democracy as an act of voting and leaving as that. So democracy has failed us. And folks, changing to a type of democracy that would suit us would be a long stretch, probably too difficult, with legal hurdles that you don't even want to fathom. Yet, folks, the need to carry the masses along, to come along with government, is paramount. And probably that's the only thing left now. To rally the people along to come with government is paramount. Now, obviously, you know, this can't be done when leaders are living like kings and living like Riley, whoever Riley was, and, you know, living off the taxes of the poor. When we hear stories of money's being hoarded, money's being stolen, money's being burnt, you won't get people to come along with you. And it makes governance very hard. Folks, leaders must be very, very prudent, extremely prudent, to show that we are in this together. That's the first rule to get people to follow you. We are in this together. You sing, I sing, I sing, you sing. Folks, our ticking time bomb, waiting to explode, and you can ask any security expert worth their salt, our ticking time bomb waiting to explode is the idle youth and youth unemployment. The numbers are growing. The numbers are growing. So these are not normal times. Folks, these are not normal times. Therefore, we need extraordinary measures to tackle it at all cost before we all lose it. And so if I were a candidate, folks, if I were a candidate, folks, I will start with the clergy. Muslim and Christian clergy. Even those in the middle, folks. Then the teacher unions. Then all unions in Ghana, folks. All the union bodies, all these strong unions in Ghana. I will start with them. Folks, I will explain to them that we are about to lose all that we have worked for, love and cherish. And unfortunately for us, we can only speak English. And all our neighboring countries are French. At all costs, we must save it. We must rescue it. We've always been the beacon, the point of reference, whatever it is. We must save it. Folks, if we don't get the youth engaged and fast, if we don't get this youth engaged and fast like yesterday, we stand to lose it all. And I believe the unions are very reasonable. And when it comes to nation love, folks, they will be reasonable. And so if you speak properly, if you choose your words well, if you plead and explain politely, they will come along. Because after all, you're not asking for a pound of flesh or blood. They will come along. I know you're wondering where am I leading to, but bear in mind, just bear with me. Folks, after I have spoken to them, the next thing to do is to invite a major sewing machine factory to be set up here, so that either it's built here or assembled here, it will be here. A major sewing machine factory should be set up right here in Ghana. Probably two factories, one down south, one up north. Break the country in two, set up one up there, one down here. depending on logistics. Folks, zip making, button making, and all accessories for sewing and clothing. You should open the gates for them to come. The next thing you do, folks, is I will declare a Wear Ghana policy every day. Monday through Sunday, it's a Wear Ghana policy. Fridays will be changed to Fugu Fridays. Fugu Fridays. All Fridays, we all don our fugu and go and do whatever it is that we're doing. Whether we're going to work, whether we're going about, we don our fugu. And every gathering in Ghana, the attire will be made in Ghana. Folks, import duty on fabrics will be heavily reduced because we make up the money through the sheer loads of fabrics that we need. We'll make up the money anyway. But at least the duties on fabrics should be heavily reduced so that when they can be sold and made into clothing for people to be able to afford. Folks, it will be such that every citizen not wearing made in Ghana would look like a traitor. Oh yes, we would do a campaign. And once you have the teachers and the clergy and the unions on board, if you wear a shirt not made in Ghana, you would look like a traitor. Folks, you look like somebody who has a complex. You don't even have confidence in yourself. That's how we will do the campaign. There will be heavy media campaign on it. Ghanaian designers will be given spotlights. Folks, Ghanaian designers will be given spotlights. All these brand ambassadors or whatever it is will be asked to join the campaign. It's, after all, it's our Ghana. What is so bad about showing that you love your Ghana? What will be so bad to show that you love your Ghana? Where in Ghana is the new black? That's our campaign tagline. Where Ghana is the new black? It will be TikToked, Instagrammed, Facebook, named it. And you must admit, these days, the Ghanaian designers are just off the hook. I mean, they are off the hook. And they can match any designer anywhere. And depending on the price, you want to go up there or down there, they are doing and working wonders. And all we are doing is saying that we are Ghana and we are wearing Ghana. Folks, I'm telling you, millions will find their place. You don't even have to train anyone. You don't even have to bother yourself training anyone. Maybe if you're able to facilitate machines for certain group of people, but in terms of training, they will find their place. The demands will hit the roof. Folks, our ladies, they wear one cloth today and that's it. They're not going to wear it till the next 6 months. So you can imagine every week they need about 3 to 4 new different outfits. The demand will hit the roof. Folks, people will set up shops and will be struggling to get supplies because the demand. People will leave bank jobs and, industries just to go and set up their clothing shops. School children, everyone will be wearing made in Ghana. Home economy with dress options will be hotcake in the secondary schools. Everybody will be sending their child ward to secondary schools to go and choose the dressmaking option. Who walks naked? Everybody needs clothing. Folks, everyone needs clothing. Folks, the next policy will be the cotton fields in the savannah. The cotton fields in the savannah. We have the savannah, acres and acres and acres of lands. Just there. And all we have to do is just plant the cotton. The textile factories in Drapong and Akosombo, just waiting to mill fabrics. Just waiting to fill fabrics. We just aim for West Africa. I don't know when we'll get there, when we'll clothe our 30 million people and head for West Africa. I don't know. But folks, this is an industry that if you set up and leave rolling, it would just free up the pressure with the number of youth queuing up and queuing up to join the police and queuing up to join the immigration. This would just mob them. And if you let them know that dressmaking is a skill and is a respectable field for any person to work in, and that you don't look down upon them, and it's all in the messaging and it's all in the marketing, quality and standardization. Quality and standardization. People have been wearing clothes for the last, you know, 10 millennia, and yet Nena is going to become a big deal. Folks, you just get best practices around the world. You have this Taiwanese, this Bangladeshi sewing for Nike and everything. Just bring them. What is this? How do we stay? Yen Pam the same. T-shirts. How do we sew T-shirts? How do we sew jeans? How do we sew? I think within 2-3 weeks, 3 months at the tops, you know, the average person willing to learn would have known how to do it. Get the quality internationally accepted. Standardization. If they say somebody's large in Ghana, what does it mean? 16 neck, 50 shoulder, you know, 52 waist, whatever it is. Standardization. So that if I buy a large shirt in Tamale and I send it to Takrade, it should fit. But do you know how many thousands would be in this industry? Those who would be doing delivery of clothing. Those who will be supplying zips and buttons, those who will be sewing, those who will be selling. I mean, people that would find a way to plug into, those who will be doing beading, those who will be doing tie and dye. I mean, it's literally endless. And as for clothing, folks, you don't get up and tell somebody to wear clothes or coax somebody to wear clothes. They will wear clothes. All we are trying to say is that we are Ghanaians and we shall wear Ghana. And my God, there are some fine clothing about. There are some really fine clothing about. It match any clothing anywhere in the world. It's not embarrassing to wear nothing. We just have to wear it. And it just needs that person from the top to say, this is it. And once you have the clergy and the unions and the teacher unions, everybody backing you and explaining to people that, listen, it is for our own good, just so that the bar doesn't break on us. You're there. But one thing I haven't heard, all these campaigns and promises, I'll give this, I'll pay this, I'll give this, I'll pay this. One thing we haven't heard is a national family planning policy. Family planning policy, folks. Because how are you making promises when the numbers coming in are almost infinite? You should control the numbers coming in. And these days, those of you living in the urban areas, you park at traffic lights and all these little kids come there and it's as if you know, it is your responsibility to look after us. You don't even know where they came from. Just hovering around your car and, you know, come to scratch your car, whatever. So fihine by you, it's like, it is your responsibility. How is it my responsibility? But you know something? I bet you any money, if the parents had access to family planning, they would have stopped giving birth. But with the price of condoms and the price of all these family planning material, it's sometimes out of the reach. And so those at the bottom of the ladder seem to produce more because they are unable to stop. They are unable to stop. And so as a state, you must make it available and cautious to make sure that your influx of new babies are really, really controlled. So that when you are making promise that I'll pay this, I'll give that, I'll do this, you know that the numbers coming in are measurable. Hey, do you have that much money? And so now we have blue track, green track, because there's so many people coming, you can't even fit them in schools. There are no bed policy, no bed syndrome. You know, the numbers coming in are too much. And so all our development, all our project, everything should be tagged to family planning. How many babies are coming in? And currently, it's just too much. 800,000 new babies. We can't afford it. Case closed. We can't afford it. So what do? Tokenism. And tokenism does not convert the citizen into a proper a capital. Becomes human resource. But they don't become capital. They don't produce anything. They don't contribute anything. They just become consumers. Permanent from day to the day he die, he's just a consumer. Consuming. Give me free this, free that, free this. We do national health, free national health, free this. They are unable to contribute anything. And in order to turn things around for citizens to become change from consumers to producers, you must put time, effort, quality, and training in them. And therefore, we must slow down the growth. We must slow down the growth so we can have time to convert them from resource to capital. But I am saying that as a candidate, the first step, easy cherry picking, is just say that let's just wear Ghana. For the starters, we just do sewn in Ghana, just bring in the fabric, and then gradually, as we build our cotton fields, we can now step it up a bit where it's fully made in Ghana, where you have your fabric and your sewing and everything in Ghana. But I'm telling you that even just the sewing, you will be blown out about how people will be dying for apprenticeship, people will be dying for workers, and it would mop up a lot of these idle hands out of the system. And it will ease down the pressure. And it will ease down the pressure. Last week we talked about that I would maintain the e-levy. I would also introduce road taxes, but not from the roadside, from the roadworthy. When you go and get your roadworthy done, and when the foreign cars are coming in, they will pay their road tax at the borders, and we're going to use that money to do a road infrastructure revolution. Today I'm saying that the ticking time bomb in this country is the idle youth, and the numbers coming in are too large and too fast. And if we don't contain it, we run the risk of losing it all. Sierra Leone, Liberia, they were once upon a time just as peaceful and as happy as us, but they were able to break the bar and collapse and destroy their countries. We are not far from it. All we need to do is create the market. Once you create the market, backed by a policy, people will find their place and their level. Those who want high-end clothing will get high-end clothing. Those who want bottom-end clothing will get bottom-end clothing. But at least people will find their level. People will not be so desperate. And because clothing is one thing that we all wear, you can never wake up in the morning and beg people to empower you, shout out there. People who wear clothing. We learn how to make our t-shirts, learn how to make our vests, learn how to make our jeans, our trousers, our tops, whatever it is, made in Ghana. Folks, you will be amazed at how tensions and pressure will go down. Three zero two two one six five four one zero three 0202-216-541. It's very doable, Nana. Even the Friday well was well received. And on this note, let's give a shout out to management and staff of Ghana Christian International High School. All the students were made in Ghana. Tie and dye, wax print, and woodin. Ghana Christian International High School has already started. Thank you, Nana, very much. We designers will get the job, we'll get a job to do. Wolanyo in Adenta. They need a complete shake-up at the top. This is Tony. Frederick Frimpong, Belfi, OUB Estate. And who's talking to me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm from Japan.
Let me hear you.
Yeah, you see, this is the discussion most of the time when boys work in Japan that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We have textile factory. Japan have two market days, Saturdays and Wednesdays. I live all my childhood life in Japan. I've never even seen a handkerchief when I go into the market that this handkerchief is produced by the factory. And you see some grade 10 t-shirts from other countries in the market. Assuming all the schools in the Volta region, the uniform they wear, it is produced by the factory.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of tailors around. Gather all these people and put them into the market. If maybe people have FINRA, just go to the market, the factory, and order. The curtains we use in our home, our bed sheet, many of these, we discuss this most of the time. That's why I decided to call it. I'm very happy to talk about this. Irrespective of whatever my MP is doing, this is one of the things I always want to have the opportunity to call his attention to. First of all, we have farmland in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Many people have a lot of farms. Still, you can also do cutting. And it's very, so I'm very happy you bring this up. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, too. 0302-216-541. Hello, who's talking to me?
I didn't hear my name in the register, but I'm in class.
Oh, Ajumai Joseph, community 9.
And I hope you're doing well.
I'm very well.
And you've drawn our attention to something very important. Wow.
Mm.
The campaign messages that we have been hearing, those necessary ones that we need to hear, we are not hearing them all.
Mm.
If you have the chance to ask these politicians questions, that will be better. Mm. You are talking about made in Ghana. Mm. Nana, and when a certain slippers made in Kumasi,
mm-hmm.
people will not value it. But I've worn it for so many years, it is so as it is.
There you go.
Eh? And we used to have a shoe factory. They were doing quality leather shoes. I was even waiting for any of the politicians to come and say that you have vast lands in the Volta region and other places, that when they come, they will encourage growing of rice so that this export of rice will stop and we eat what we grow. You're not hearing anything like that, though.
Mm.
But they think they have messages, Nana. You've drawn our attention, and it's very critical.
Mm.
You need to ask them, why are they not telling us to manufacture or to produce what we consume? Mm. And that is a brilliant idea. Politicians have questions to answer. God bless you, Nana.
Thank you very much to my brother, Joseph Ajiman Joseph, in Community 9. You see, folks, usually when people come and say, I'll create a job. Now, if there's no demand for whatever job you create, it becomes tough. So usually when you create the demand, the people will find a way to fit in. You know, once you create the demand, people will find a way to supply that demand. So from the top, there's no need to just get up and say, I'm buying sewing machines. Everybody should go and learn how to sew. Don't go and buy Brony Wewu, or they'll go and buy something. But if there's a policy for people to wear made in Ghana, and you have begged and pleaded with the clergy, and they are big clergies, when they speak, people listen. Big clergies in this, Omukasa, it's almost final. If you get them on board, Pamucho, in the room, nobody will see you. Go down and beg them that please help me. If they come out and say, listen, love your nation, we're made in Ghana, you'll be shocked if the unions buy into the dream. That's it. You don't need to go and train anybody. I say all you probably have to do is maybe facilitate a way in which people can get machines, you know, some sort of credit and payback or something. Training, you know, they will train themselves. Once you create the demand, they will find it. Derek is on the line.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir. Derek, let me hear you. Yes. Let me hear you.
Nana, you see the nature and they're right. You see, these are the practical things some of us expect. But I wonder if these are politicians, whether they care for us. I thank you so very much for raising this. Our neighbors in Nigeria, where they are frugal, they don't have food. They are this captain thing. Even Tinubu wears his captain, and almost all the ministers, and even the people in the system, if you go to Nigeria, about 90% are wearing their captain. And then our brothers in the Francophone countries, you go to Togo, they wear their jeans, and then this locally manufactured materials are shirt, and it looks nice on them. So why not us? Nana, thank you for bringing this on board. But I pray they listen to you, and then maybe change their mind along the line. Thank you, sir.
Thank you too very much. And I have Nana Kwesi on the line. Nana, oh, Nana Kwesi. Hey, Nana Kwesi, how can you cut Nana Kwesi's line? What's he has to say? Hello.
Hello, Nana.
Yes, sir. Kobna?
Yeah, Nana, this is Kobna from the U.S.
Kobna?
I disagree with you that you have to beg to create a demand. No, you don't need to beg to create a demand.
No, not beg to create a demand. Beg for them to come on board.
That's not how it's done.
Well, no, Ben, then, Kobra.
You don't beg. Well, you have to create a shortage. You have to deliberately create a shortage.
Well, if you
create a substitute.
No. If you create a shortage, they will go and buy Obroni Wewu.
That's what I'm saying. That it's all about trade policy. You know, this world is a big. There are WTO rules governing everything. So you can't just say you want to beg people to wear your clothing, and how would you prevent the others from coming in? Others will surely come in. So what we need to do is under Alan Chemantin, when Kufo was president, he introduced the PSI, the Presidential Special Initiative on Garments, where we have a large factory producing. We had to negotiate with the U.S. on this agua trade policy, where we ship our goods to the U.S. We produce and then we ship.
Okay, Kobra.
By doing that, we create a demand, and we produce more for local consumption and then for international export.
But Kobna, I think we are saying the same thing, only that mine is a bit extended. So Alan created the Friday wear, right? Which is superb. I'm just saying that it shouldn't be Friday. It should be the whole week.
But you cannot commandeer your way.
No, you cannot do that. Because you can't command.
You can't do that.
Okay, so because you can't command your way, that's why you appeal to leaders and captains of industry.
Not necessarily appealing. It's about a deliberate policy, creating a shortage, and then negotiating with, like you said, you want Nike, Adidas, and the rest to come and produce their goods.
No, they are doing
in Southeast Asia countries.
Asian countries
have been producing.
No, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is that.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's good. It will be good for Nike.
No, I didn't say that.
What I'm saying is, my job is. It will be good for Nike and these multinational.
No, we don't need them yet. We don't need them yet.
We need it.
Oh, we don't need them yet.
We need it.
We don't need them yet. What we need is the expertise. That's why I'm saying the Taiwanese and the Bangladeshi who are sewing for Nike, we can borrow their expertise. We will make our own Nike. We'll make a Guyney, you know, whatever it is. We can make our own.
It doesn't work that way.
Like,
I understand. What we need to do is what government needs to do is to equip the majority of Ghanaians with the skill.
Okay, Kwabena, in America, do you have a day? Do you, In America, I was going to say, if you have a day where you, it's Made in America Day, you don't. It will sound almost absurd that on Mondays, dress like an American. What are you talking about? It's almost automatic. So why is it that in Ghana, on a particular day, you have to make a call short airport as dress in Ghana? Debbie! In America, if we choose one day to do an international day, I can compromise on it. But you're Ghanaian, so why? Anyway, George is on the line. Hello, George.
Yeah, good evening, Nasa.
Yes, sir.
You see, if it was that simple, as you're saying, okay, it would just happen by a click of a finger.
Okay.
But you have to take into consideration the fact that we ever since independence, since 1997, have had what they call Fahungi. I can't find a phantom somebody coming to tell me what clothes I'm supposed to wear before I leave my house. And I don't think that I'm alone. Second, is the state going to buy clothes for everyone? Look, people don't have money. And people find it more easier to buy a Rolex than wear. When I was growing up, okay, my father prohibited us from buying a Rolex. Bon, we don't work, bon. Why would he want to wear a Rolex? But today, it is all. You see, it's partly poverty. Now, I think the issue that you are trying to address, okay, is unemployment for the youth. Okay, but what we in Ghana are not taking a look at is what is happening around us. Currently, Germany is asking over 450,000 Kenyans, okay, to just come into Germany. They will train them. Okay, and then they would employ them. You don't need to have skills. Our politicians, they should be looking around themselves. If we are able to buy into it, the Germans did it for the people of Syria. They did it for the people of Turkey. Even the South Americans went to Germany for some time. Now, job avenues are happening elsewhere. You know, I heard Baumia say, he will train people in IT. And Silicon Valley companies would employ them from afar. We should be thinking about things like that. That's the morning way to go. I'm telling you, if you have been listening to BBC, over 400, there's a memorandum, okay, between the German government and Kenyan government. Any young man there, just come to Germany. We'll teach you language, we'll teach you skills, and they will employ you because they have a shortfall of skills.
I agree and disagree, my brother. I agree and disagree. There's nothing wrong if a Ghanaian is going to work abroad. There's nothing wrong if you're skilled and you're going abroad. But once you haven't finished what's around you and completely leave it, I mean, there's millions of youth unemployed. And you just say, oh, kwa Germany, kwa Yejma. And yet there are low-hanging fruits here that they can pick. And no, if you can just say that, oh, let's do Ghana Wear on Friday, and nobody forces anybody, and it caught on and caught on and caught on, and usually, until date, on Fridays, most people wear things made in Ghana. Why can't you extend it? What is so wrong? What is so wrong in extending it that I'm Ghanaian? I wear a Ghanaian shirt every day. What is so wrong in saying that I'm Ghanaian and I wear a Ghanaian shirt every day? In any case, when you go to funerals, everybody there is wearing something with you from Tumau, Chakabane Slate. Would you go there and say, oh, there be Kofa Kabane Slate, Nifia Bruchibra? Kweku's on the line.
Take a look at the Constitution of Ghana. There's freedom of movement, there's freedom of association. You don't come and tell people like that.
You don't. You see, I'm not saying that you force. You see, as a guy.
You can't decree things like that. It's as simple as
age. It's not. No, you didn't. It's not decree. As governance, you need to carry the people along with you.
It's yes, not this
as simple as you sitting.
Well, who said governance is simple?
In your republic,
yes,
you cannot beat a gongo and say this day, Obiendieto.
But that's not realistic.
Yes.
Oh no, it's not realistic. Anyway, that's not realistic.
To wear some clothes.
No, that's not realistic.
No,
my brother. Okay, fine. So of course there are 30 million people here. So you would resist it. Maybe let's say 5% will resist it, 10% resist it. If 90% come along with you, I think we're on a winner.
Things happen naturally. Okay? The captain they are talking about, it's nice. So I go and buy it and wear it. There are other clothing lines that are also coming up. Let them compete and grow. But don't use decrees and say...
No, I don't want you to... I don't want you to use the word decree. So, do you have anything against Friday wear?
There's nothing I have, but I don't wear it.
No, but so what? So because you don't wear it, we shouldn't all wear it?
Some people wear it.
Exactly.
Happen naturally.
Exactly. So what is wrong with if some people will wear it?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Then we're on the same page. Who's the next caller? Then we're on the same page. Kwaku, I think we have Kwaku on the line. Then we're on the same page. Yes, you don't do Friday wear. It doesn't mean the whole Ghana doesn't do Friday wear. Hello? 0302216541. So, yes, I mean, I like that. I mean, yes, you don't like the policy, say, Yensha Ghana Tadi. You want to wear Obroni Atadi. There's nothing wrong. One or two people will want to wear Obroni Atadi. But generally, if the message is put where, and stop using decree. Who says decree? We are dying. We have our youth unemployed. Kwesi is on the line. Hello, Kwesi.
Good evening.
Good evening. Help me out here.
It's always so interesting.
Thank you.
The diversity of opinions.
Exactly.
When you started it, I was feeling like I've been taking some small alcohol and feeling guilty. They're feeling when I envisage it. Because, why can't we do something like this? You know, why can't something like this? Because going into history, you realize that some leaders use their life to motivate the people they led along a certain line of living and upholding some culture, and it has benefited them very well. And I'm talking about India under Mahatma Gandhi. You see, this man will even weave his own cloth from his own yarn to make his cotton cloth. But what he wore was made by his own hand. What was he telling the Indians? Oh, if you can produce your own cloth from the cotton, it can never control you. Who controls India today? They are masters of their own destiny. No matter the poverty level there or whatever. They are a nuclear power, so they are also a force to reckon with. Science has improved because so many millions of people wear what is made in their own country. What is wrong with pushing this idea among a plethora of other ideas to develop our country, Ghana? Also, me, for one, is exciting to me. But, you know, it takes a certain level of leadership that can push an agenda of this sort. If we have it, we can do it. Because it is doable. When you have a strong visionary leader, he makes the impossible possible.
Yeah.
By also his own life, the example that you mentioned, the Friday wear. I just think before he has made it become a fashion, he's gone. But we are still doing it.
Yeah.
We are still doing it. So what about adding the other 4 days?
Simple.
What about even outlawing? Sometimes even make it a law. Look, something I love about Nigerians is their desire in their own fashion. Mm-hmm. When you see the Senate in Nigeria, nobody wears a suit there. But Ghana here, now is getting better, but they are not dressing well. They should be bothering out. I'm not dressing well. These people, they should be spoken to in very, I mean, we should talk to them.
Mm.
They are not depicting the maturity of the Ghanaian, even in the way they dress in parliament now. So we need leadership. In all this, we need leadership. Our problem is leadership and lack of enforcement, because when there is no leader, there will be no enforcement. So now this is why I'm with you.
Thank you very much.
Can differ, but I support the idea that we can package it in leadership. Where it is absent, everything cannot be.
Thank you very much, Chrissy. Derek is back on the line. Derek, make you brief.
Hello, Nana.
Yes, sir.
Nana, I think those opposing the idea are not just listening to you.
Hmm.
If I get you right, you are not talking about any legislation to back it.
No.
For all that you are saying is, we have to be proud of who we are.
Simple.
I did not suggest the Chinese and then the Arabs are fools. Don't they see suit? Don't they see jeans and other things? Then they want their captain and then their fugu and other thing. You see, we need to be us. We need to be ourselves. Nobody is forcing anybody to wear any, you know, Ghanaian shirt. But we need to have that as our priority.
Mm.
I'm a Ghanaian. I feel proud wearing my, you know, local shirts,
mm-hmm,
materials. It looks nice on me. But we are talking about engineers wearing suit in the, and are discussing heat. Is that what we're driving at? And we call it the development. Civilization without identity is nothing. We should sit up for once.
Thank you very much. Guy says, as for me, I won't wear it. I won't even wear the Friday wear. By all means, there'll be a dissenting view. If we can get, even if we get 60-65% doing Ghana, made in Ghana, we're on a winning course. And I'm telling you, the modern day Ghanaian designer, I see Kofi Hayford now, jade green with some, you know, silver collar. Just a baby, Obekobi, I'm not coming running.